Scottish Jimmy. What's up, Scottish Jimmy?
Yeah, I just watched the car there. My butcher was fantastic.
Are you in town from Scotland?
No, actually, I live over here. But I'm down in Boston just now. I drive a truck. I'm heading back up to York, Maine. I've seen a podcast before.
You excited for the Scotland in the Cup?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, yeah, I can do that, definitely. Once I'll be sober, but I can do that.
Outstanding.
All right. What just happened?
This is Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Because I think the one part of that clip that you didn't leave in was where I said, I can't understand one word you're saying, Scottish Jimmy. They are here. It is a Scottish invasion all over Boston. Rich, Ken, and not Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. Instead, the great Christian Arcane.
Hey, over there. He showed me his Johnson when he came in. That was hot. Pressed it right up against that window.
He's the Hampton, everyone's attention.
The Street Fighter II champion of the Hampton Beach Casino Arcade. Is that what it is?
Weir's Beach Arcade.
Weir's Beach. That's fun spot. That's where the pros go.
That's where we go.
That's where
we throw down.
You know, I saw the King of Kong, that the movie about the dude who like set the record and I immediately, like that week, went up to Fun Spot. I had never heard of it until that movie, and I was like, dude, I'm going. And I remember I got $20 worth of quarters, and I'm like, this is going to be the greatest thing. When I was a kid, it used to be, you know, I didn't have money, and so like this, I got $20. I may have spent like $2 and I was done.
Really?
I was like, all right, well, this is fun, but
games are pretty old. Yeah, I've been going to Fun Spot since I was a kid, and those games were brand new though, so it is fun still going there. I bring my son there sometimes.
Oh, I mean, listen, for kids, they got to think it's probably unbelievably boring because they're used to, I mean, like they're just on their phone. They have the technology is a million times better than Q-Bert. That place is the best. 617-779-7937. And we are right now broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse at Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. And as I was saying, the Tartan Army, that is the Scottish soccer team fan base, they are all here. And just in the last 2 days, I mean, I think they all arrived like on Tuesday, because before that I hadn't seen anything in town. And now I saw, when I was walking my dog, I actually saw a guy in a kilt at 9:30 in the morning. There's videos everywhere that have gone viral. There's obviously the Dubliner yesterday. There were a ton of them, but the best video that I've seen so far is that there's somebody who was filming from their front porch across the street. There's an Airbnb in a neighborhood, and at 6:30 in the morning, there's a guy who came out with a bagpipe and just started waking up everybody in the house. Like, they are ready to go, the Tartan Army.
They're here, the kilts, and it's hot as hell. They cannot be built for this. I mean, I give them credit. They're here in full mass and still coming, I think, in waves. 40,000, did Kat tell us yesterday?
Yep, 40,000.
So I like their chances tomorrow, but this heat, that's got to be advantage Haiti, I got to say.
I don't even see any of the other fan bases in town.
I saw one guy in an English jersey, a kit. That's it.
It's literally just the Scottish people that I've seen. But then again, no one's really wearing the Norwegian stuff. Who else is here? Norway, France, Iraq.
They're all at Bentley.
Yep. Yeah, and I know that I've seen the people waiting outside the hotel for Mbappe. There's a ton of people that are out there.
Morocco's coming seasons. In.
And Morocco. But
Ghana.
But the Scottish people, they're banging on this window about like 10 minutes ago, demanding to come on the air. And I was like, we're not even on the air yet. Now, don't get me wrong. We're going to probably pull some on the air here in a few, I would think. I just want to play a game called What Are They Saying? Because I don't think there is a thicker accent in the world than a Scottish accent. But man, they are having a good time. All right, let's get to some sports that happened. Shall we, Stiz? Let's let it roll.
What just happened?
Sports happened.
Sports Happen is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you've got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Well, we thought that the Giannis to the Celtics talk was all dead, gone, and over with. And then Bill Simmons just blew the whole thing up the other night. Let's hear it, Stiz.
I thought Boston was out of this. I know Boston was out of this. And I was wondering if they were playing possum or not. I think they were playing little possum. I think they ran on Giannis. So I'm not recanting what I said before, I don't really know the reasons for it. Maybe they felt like Miami's offer is an offer they could beat. Maybe they want to drive the price of Miami's offer up and they don't actually have interest in him. But as I said over and over again, Giannis is pushing for Miami or Boston. Those are the two locations, and really wants to end up in Boston because it would have the best chance to win a title. And I think Boston is not ruling out the idea. Is
okay, so and in- we agree that Bill Simmons is someone that when he has a story about the Celtics, the guy actually knows some people within the Celtics, correct?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, this isn't somebody who's just speaking out of their butt. When Bill Simmons says it, because I'm obviously we've seen the 8 million documentaries that have been done about the Celtics and all the other Boston teams that Bill Simmons is involved in, but you got to kind of take a little stock into what he's saying. So as if that wasn't enough smoke, not much longer after that, Kevin O'Connor, another guy who started off in Boston or at least kind of cut his teeth here. I was trying to remember this, Christian. Who did he work for when he lived here? Because I remember we used to have him on all the time because he made the best NBA draft guide.
I think he was NBC Sports Boston or Comcast before that, I think. But maybe there was another print outlet that he worked for as well.
It could be, because he used to make it was like comprehensive, and he would go through like the top, you know, whatever, 100 prospects and have these charts and graphs. And it looked like basically he USA Today'd it for dumb people like me. Had like these color pie charts and everything. Like, oh, I like it. It's pretty. But Kevin O'Connor, though, has become one of the more respected people to cover the NBA. And he's also somewhat of an insider when it comes to the Boston Celtics. And after Bill Simmons, even he had this to say.
And I am here to add that I have heard Boston is shopping people around a lot right now, that Boston is making calls. Boston is open to trading anybody besides Jason Tatum. And that doesn't necessarily mean they land Giannis at the end of the day. But I do believe, based off of everything, all the conversations I've had, is that the Celtics are in on Giannis and that they are making a push on him. And that this seems to be currently a two-team race with Milwaukee to acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay. So since then, just what, 5 hours ago?
Mm-hmm. This morning.
Yep. Sam Amick. Is it Amick or Amick? Amick from The Athletic. He came out with an article that seems to confirm everything you just heard. Basically, the Giannis Antetokounmpo trade market is heating up because June 23rd is the draft deadline. And while Miami, according to the article, remains the front runner, Boston is very much in the picture. So the Heat have the most concrete offer right now. And the way that The Athletic paints it is that Tyler Herro, a Khalil Ware, Jaquez Jr., a guard prospect, and up to 3 first-round picks. Dude, that's a huge package. I mean, 3 first-round picks with the rest of them, that's pretty big. Tyler Herro even unfollowed the Heat on Instagram this week. Oh, no, he didn't, which set off a wave of speculation. Despite all that, no deal has been done. So the holdup seems to be that the Bucks are quietly shopping the offer around to squeeze out better packages, and Boston, Minnesota, and Orlando are amongst the teams that Milwaukee's trying to get clarity from before making a final decision. Some of the teams are fairly frustrated because I guess the Bucks used the February deadline as like a fact-finding mission, and that pissed off a lot of them. But the Celtics angle is significant. So Giannis, according to the article, has known intrigue with Boston, and his concerns about how thin the Heat roster might be after a trade make the Celtics worth watching closely. You're right. I mean, it's Giannis goes down there, and I mean, it's Giannis. You would have what's his name?
Adebayo.
Yeah. And really, is that a team that you can win a championship with?
No. I mean, unless Pat Riley's got some magic left in that old silk hat, you know, he can spin some kind of trade. That doesn't seem like enough to me. And I think that's why Giannis is probably pushing Boston, right, Arcand? He's probably telling them, I would rather go to Boston and I will sign there if they are serious. And I'm sure, like you're saying, Rich, the Celtics are afraid to say we're serious because then it gets back to Jaylen Brown. And if it doesn't happen, he's pissed off all season.
Yeah. Right. And Miami was not a good, they were like the 10 seed last year, right? Like they didn't make it out of the play-in round. So you're not talking about a particularly prestigious team at the moment. It makes sense for the Celtics to get involved on any level because, yeah, if they want Giannis, then you got to go for him. And even if you don't want Giannis, then you weaken whoever team in the Eastern Conference you trade for him. So, like, that makes sense. You don't have to worry about the Bucks really, because even if they trade for Jaylen Brown, it says in this article they're probably just going to flip him for draft picks and prospects. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win for the Celtics. There's no reason for them not to be involved.
So, yeah, so that's the kind of deal. And to your point, Christian, yeah, they said if Antetokounmpo was to be willing to sign a 4-year, $275 million extension here, then, and they say that that's what the case would be. You know, Jaylen Brown, obviously the centerpiece going back to Milwaukee. And as you said, many people think that the Bucks would just flip Brown for younger players and more picks. Minnesota, by the way, also lurking in there. Mm-hmm. They've put together a package that they're trying to see whether they can make something work. But out of all of those, out of all those scenarios, if you're at least Giannis, I'm not thinking about the Bucks right now, but if you're at least Giannis, mm-hmm. this is the place you'd want to play, right?
I think so. I mean, he has said East Coast, right? So if he's limited there, maybe the Knicks. Maybe if the Knicks somehow blow this series, mm-hmm. he would be willing to be the piece if they would. But I, at this point, even if the Knicks choke,
you don't see them making a massive move like that, do
I
you?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they go, they keep.
If they choke, together. I could. If
really?
They choke, I could, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
That fan base getting that close to it and then not get that, I could see that.
That's actually a decent point. Yeah. People do drastic things when you lose drastically. I mean, okay. When you lose in the most dramatic way you could. I mean, honestly, if they lose now.
Historic, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they would probably say nuke the team. You know, they would overreact. But yeah, I could. Now that you mention it, they probably could do that. But I also think that I'm looking at this trade package that Miami put together. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got 3 first round picks in there. And Miami's not, I mean, you're going to get a, you know, middle of the pack. And I mean, as you said, they were the 10 seed, right?
Yeah.
This last year.
Well, so bigger picture question with this. So now that the Knicks are looking like they're going to win the title, they are a good team, but they don't, unless you think Brunson's a top 5 player, which he was not voted like on the first team all pro. It seems like the way to win in the NBA is less the big one, the big two, maybe even the big three. And it's more depth.
Yeah.
So I wonder how Brad feels about that. Because if you go Giannis, which I'm for, because I think it'll force their hand, and he's the best big man out there. I don't know what your other best option is. However, maybe he looks at the Knicks and he's afraid to go to Supermax. This would tell you that they're, you know, the owner's willing to spend and that they're going to go on the 2-star model. But I guess the Knicks sort of are that, but they're not really. I mean, do you think Brunson and Towns are really like a 1-2 punch that what are they like the fifth best, the sixth best duo in the league?
I'm telling you what's going to happen is I bet this year there's going to be a lot of GMs who are going to be doing what I'm sure a lot of GMs tried to do when Tom Brady was around. They're going to say, look what Jalen Brunson did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that you want this massive contract, but Jalen Brunson just won himself a championship. And you want to know why? Because he took less money to put a great team around.
Oh, do you think that's the conversation with Giannis, oh, back channel?
Maybe.
Like Bill Chisholm's talking to Giannis on the couch. And
but I think that's conversation that's going to be happening all around the NBA. Because I guarantee you other teams tried to do that when Tom Brady took less money.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, I know that you want to get yours, but you're already wealthy. Like a lot of these guys are going to be going for their second, third contract. It's like, but you're already wealthy. Mm-hmm. How about a championship? That's the one thing you don't have. How about glory? You get
Brady back and with Kelly Olynyk like they did on the on Long Island when they were trying to court people. Get Brady himself in person here on Brady Day to show up and be like, I took less. Giannis, you should do the same.
How did Olynyk and his dirty white T-shirt not seal the deal, man, for Kevin Durant? All right, 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls in just a moment. Also, we are not going anywhere. We'll be back in just 2 minutes, and we have to talk about some of this Craig Breslow news. As I said, it feels almost dangerous talking this way right here in Fenway Park.
Linda Pizzuti-Henry was just outside our window.
Yeah, right. Linda Pizzuti was right here like with Nora O'Donnell.
Yeah, with Nora O'Donnell. They had, what kind of event was going on
it
there?
It was like some sort of bridal shower or something
there
like that.
There were a lot of very well-dressed people in the concourse.
Yes.
I noticed that.
Yes.
I didn't know what
so
that was.
So be careful either, what you say, Rich.
Yes.
We could get ejected from this very studio.
I will not. I'm a radio rebel, baby. All right. Well, as I said, we're not going anywhere. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.